Hello and welcome to the podcast for the 22nd Annual FIRST Conference in Miami, Florida, June 13th through 18th, 2010. This series of interviews highlights some of the key speakers and presenters at this year's event. For more information, please visit the conference site at conference.first.org. We now join our interview in progress. Initiating shutdown
sequence. This is Martin McKay, and I'm here today talking to Gavin Reed, who is the program chair for the FIRST 2011 conference. How are you doing today, Gavin?
Doing fine, thank you.
Now, program chair for 2011, you've been doing this for a little while. You're looking forward to the 2011 conference in Vienna. What's involved and what are you doing?
We're organizing the Global FIRST Conference, which is the Forum of Incident Response and Security Teams. This is a group of security information practitioners who gather together at least once a year and trade the craft and practice of security event management and response.
Now, when we were talking a few moments ago, one of the things that you said is critical and a program chair is for you to bring some of the lessons learned. Can you tell me some of what you've learned and what you're bringing to the table?
Well, as an incident response practitioner, as someone who's dealing with cybercrime issues daily, this conference is definitely going to have a flair of looking at actual cybercrime events and then working back to how they were detected and then sort of looking forward to what could we do to avoid that sort of thing in the future. Often security conferences talk about esoteric algorithms on how to detect anomalies and a lot of this more random stuff. What I'd like to do is have this conference focus on actual real cybercrime events, how they were detected, how they were responded to, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
So you're really looking to have some presentations that are very interrelated and actually looking at the different aspects of the cybercrime and how that's detected.
Yeah, in particular from law enforcement and other cybercrime fighters in Eastern Europe, all across Europe, we want to bring some of those experiences together so that what one person saw and fought can be used as a base example of how other individuals can do the same thing and perhaps even enhance it.
Well, one of the things I've really enjoyed about being at the FIRST conference is the international aspect of it, and being in Vienna next year should help bring a lot of the European members to the table.
Well, absolutely. Vienna in Austria has a long history, and we're hoping that, and again, working this into the theme of the conference, that long European history, again, compared to the very short history of the cyber community and the security community, can give us some lessons learned that can be applied in cyberspace, as we've seen in the real physical world.
Well, what is the theme of next year's conference going to be?
So the theme of next year's conference is security lessons, what can history teach us? And we're looking at this, do yesterday's IT security governance models still apply, or are they really part of the problem? Have what we've had a pretty rocky start over the last 10 or some may say 20 years, and the cybercrime community is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Has the base that we've created now, the reliance on vendor products and a lot of the pillars of fighting security crime that we've seen, is that going to enable and facilitate us to be able to handle and use the internet as a great place for commerce and video transmission and everything else? Or in fact, is it going to get in the way? And do we have to kind of rethink the model? And that's really what we're going to be aiming to try and solve and talk about at this conference.
That's kind of funny. When I think of Vienna, I think of castles and moats a little bit, and that kind of is the same along the same lines of an outdated security model that needs to be changed. And it's a good allegory.
Exactly, and a wall, very pretty and ornate, and certainly steeped in history. It's really, what's the utility of this particular model? Is it going to be extensible enough to actually solve the cybercrime issues of tomorrow? And as well as castles and moats, when I think of Vienna, I think of beer and I think of coffee. And they have beautiful, the APRI conference area organization or where it's set is just an amazing place. It's going to be a lot of fun after the conference, during the conference, and all around.
Beer and coffee and security professionals, is that a good mix?
Absolutely. That, and it doesn't necessarily have to come in that order. Probably coffee, then beer.
Especially the morning after the beer is going to be the coffee.
Absolutely.
What can the members of FIRST do to help support the FIRST 2011 conference?
Well, you know, we're hoping, and I'm sure we'll get continued support from both the FIRST members and the security community. What we're looking for are presentations that fit with the theme, that are unique, that have something to say, that really need to be shared across a wider audience in the cyber community. What we're hoping from the FIRST members is that they will go out and look and find individuals and people that should come and talk to this conference, either as attendees or as speakers or as sponsors. The support that we get from the FIRST membership has always been strong, and I think moving, having the conference in Europe again for the first time in a number of years, it's going to be even stronger.
Well, I've been talking to Gavin Reed, who is the chairman for the FIRST 2011 conference. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes out of your day.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the podcast for the 22nd Annual FIRST Conference in Miami, Florida, June 13th through 18th, 2010. Please visit the conference site at conference.first.org. For more information about me, you can also visit www.mckeay.net. Thank you and have a good day. Initiating shutdown sequence.